But you are asking? Flaw. What is flaw? Oh.
Flaw like what?
Ni app nimeona hapo, but I think ni periods. Ama?
Uko na pia periods.
Yeah.
Akazi gani?
Inanikumbusha nini? Days.
Safe days.
Oh, not. Okay, yeah. Sometimes inasaidia like najonga tu mambo zenye. Yeah, in case nime risk. Yeah, inaweza nisaidia ku estimate and all.
How do you risk?
Si kama I have unprotected sex, which I don't have nowadays.
You've ever had unprotected sex?
Yeah, a while back when I was young and stupid.
How young are you?
No,
This year?
no. Last year. Last year, but imagine msinijudge.
Yeah, but are you still with him?
No, I'm
Do you love him?
no.
Are you in love right now?
With no, I'm not.
Why do you have the flow up right now?
Oh, because I have someone mwenye, okay, mwenye tunapatana occasionally. That's the best way to put it. Mwenye. But I do
How
have.
occasional?
When he was around, it was every day. It was like 3 days. Every week, like. He was there for a short time, so it was like the whole 5 days he was here, we interacted and all. But I didn't really need the app. Just a squeezy, I changed. I use protection. Guys use protection. Okay, we are not
Have
married.
you ever had a pregnancy scare?
Yeah. Last year, Bado, with that guy I was telling you about.
The one that you loved?
I don't. Yeah, at that time, I think I
You
loved.
loved him.
I mean, I don't think I've ever loved anyone.
Usidanganye, kama umependa
But
useme.
nilikuwa na imagine nimempenda. Mataki, I don't think niko nampenda anyway.
What did he do? Why did you break up?
We are not in the same page.
How? Which page? What is being in a page in the same page with you?
His reasoning was very different from mine. Even like when we started, I feel like I took him more from a place of to kill boredom.
The boredom, like kiln, was it killed? The boredom.
Yeah, so he was occupying my mind at that time. So I've always known from the beginning he had issues. Yeah, nikuwa tunamwacha and
That's
all.
the dick was good.
Kind of.
Kind of, on a scale of 1 to 10.
Was not so good.
Why were you there for a whole year?
See, because I've told you I didn't have anyone else and I didn't have an option,
Do better.
I guess. Yeah, nowadays I try.
What do you try doing?
Better.
How better has it gotten?
Slightly better. I've improved like with 10%. But okay, what is doing better?
Have you ever had a mbaba?
Yeah, the one I have currently is quite older.
Oh, you have a mbaba right now. How much does it give you?
Not a lot of money.
How much?
Just when I need it once in
How much?
while. Actually,
How
you
much?
guys, what does he give
I
you?
don't have a mbaba. How much does your mbaba give you?
Okay, I'm not. I don't know. I feel like you're putting me in
How
the
much if he doesn't give you money?
He does.
You're dating a broke
No,
mbaba.
I
How
can't.
much does he give you?
Okay, once
Does it
in.
sustain you? Does it does
No,
it
it can't sustain me, but it
does he
doesn't give
pay
me money.
for your rent?
No.
Leave him.
Okay. But
Leave him.
he's working for now.
No, leave that Mbaba. Is he in campus? Yeah.
No, he's not in campus. Really, what do you mean?
Why is he not paying your rent? Only men who are in campus are the only ones who are not allowed to pay rent.
I've never asked for it.
Leave that Mbaba. How much does he give you? Do you love him?
No.
Why are you there?
Because he gives me enough. As in,
how much is enough for you?
And as in ananisaidia zile places. Nataka. Mm-hmm. Mi ata siti shangi. I'm afraid.
So what are you doing with that Mbaba?
I'm not there with him. We talk once in a while though.
If you have a Mbaba, you need to have like money.
Mm. How much are people being given out here?
A lot. Tell me yours, then I tell you how much.
Because my previous ones, I was not being given anything.
So how much are you being given right now, approximately? Less than 5 Gs. Less than 5 Gs, less than 10 Gs.
He gives me bits by bits, but less than 5. Akimi, I'll just be sincere, less than 5, and I know it's not a lot, and don't judge me. Yeah.
No, just date a normal boyfriend for less than 5,000.
Which ones? They don't give.
Oh, God, leave that Mbaba and do better as a human being.
Mm. But when he was around, we used to meet, like, those 5 days, I could add up the money he gave as 5,000. It's when, as, yeah, 5. And then, yeah, it's okay.
Have you seen that TikTok?
But where, it takes me to good places. So.
Have you seen that TikTok where this certain girl is asked to sleep with you? How much should I give you? And then the girl thinks and she's like, 600? Bob.
Ah,
yes, well,
only
that's you.
Actually, really, I'm not the one.
Because what do you mean? What do you mean?
Yeah, he gives me money and he's taking me to amazing places and he spends money there. So he ends up spending even actually per day more than that money. He doesn't spend 600.
Y'all tell me what you think.
But I will do better. It's just that I don't have anyone else. So, to give me money, and it's better than none, so I need to find some other guy. But this guy is tough to find.
Find a small boy. I found me and this certain friend of mine went to the club the other day, right?
Mm.
And Mbaba approached me.
Mm.
He approached me and we were in the club. We were in, what is it called? Bar next door. when we were headed to that place, Kukula, the smokies. You see, when people are hungry at the club, we're headed to that smoky place. This Baba approaches us and he's like, see, we go and buy you food. So I thought it was so smoky over there. And I'm like, yeah, come and buy us. There are 200. There are 200, Bob. Just come and buy us. He's like, you get in the car. We went up, there's a Galitos around the place. We went to Galitos and he fed us, right? After that, we ordered our Uber, blah, blah, blah. We went. Tell me why this man calls me a few days later. Oh, I didn't mention, he had a nice car. He had a Range Rover. Mm. I guess a new model. I don't know. I can't even, like, tell you which one it is. But let me tell you, he had sent me everything that is there to be sent to know about his car. Mm. He texted me this other day and he was like, si ukuje nikupeleke drive Thika Road. Nikamwambia Mr. Kid drive. He was like, okay, then what do you want? Niko, okay, to be sincere. Oh, then after I told him I don't want a drive, he was like, he sent me links, the Range Rover YouTube, like ads. for me to go and see how great his machine is. Then I was like, I'm not even interested about the cars much. And he was like, you are a very rude girl. Yeah, no, that's some baba that I almost got, but I didn't because apparently I'm that rude. But Charlene, do better.
I'm doing actually.
Do better.
Hey, you know, like, it's tough. It's tough out here. Our vijana kwa para.
When was the last time you were in a relationship?
Hey, I don't think I've ever been in love.
Never?
Or, yeah, never.
Have you ever been in love?
Yeah, maybe I've loved people who never loved me.
You have a very sad story. I'm just like, I'm listening to you and I can't believe what. I'm like, you're the first person with a very sad story.
No, it's not like that. It's not that sad. Msifanye kwa dramatic. Nile too, I don't know how to describe my love life. It's so confused. I would say situationships have been in me.
You've been in situationships? Do you love situationships?
No.
How do you end up in situationships?
It's attracting the wrong people.
I end up in situationships. Do I attract the wrong people too?
Yeah, of course. It's a definite answer, 100%. If you're in a situationship, then you're not.
Situationships are the world's biggest jokes. And if you're in one, know that. I know it may hurt you, but yeah, you guys are just not trying to be committed, blah, 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 blah. That shit sucks. That's a kid's play, child's play. I hate it. I've only been in situationships my whole life. I'm now ready for a relationship. That's why it's coming deep from my heart. I hate it.
What has happened? Why have you never found a guy?
Pardon?
Why are you not in a relationship yet? Like, what's the problem? And the men are out here.
The men are out here for you. Why are you not in a relationship?
No, really, I don't want a relationship.
Who gives you less than 5,000. That's what
you want. No, I don't want that. I've just told you that is the first guy I've met. Money, he's better, and he's actually, remember, he's also giving me sex, which I also need. So I'm also
and you like it?
Yeah.
How old is he?
Yeah?
How old is he?
I'm really not willing to reveal.
But you've not revealed your age. People don't know how old you are. So how old
he's 39.
He? That's young.
Yeah.
That's not a mbaba. That's a kid. That's a young really? Man. A 39-year-old handsome boy.
Okay, babe. You think 39 is young?
39 is a baby.
But for my age, I think actually he's not so old. Actually, he's not a mbaba.
39 is a young boy. 39 is a bouncing baby boy. 39.
Yeah.
He's a model. He's like 18
okay,
in
model,
dog years.
Really? Model.
Do I know him? Where am I talking
good
things about your mbaba? It's like I'm in love with your mbaba. Mm-hmm. What would you do if your friend got away with your mbaba?
My friend is getting weird.
I'm just asking questions. Like, this is just, it's not like a real thing. It's not like it could happen. Can you give us his number?
Where will she find
us? Can we see your phone and see what you have saved him?
I can tell you guys.
Can I see his number?
So that you take him? No, thank you.
No, I'm not trying to take your mbaba. I don't want to take a mbaba who gives me
less than 5,000. Where is he getting the number relevant right now?
I'm not getting the number. I'm just trying to see his name in your phone.
I can tell you, so just ask me.
I just want to see it for myself. can you send me his number?
Aye.
So that I can ask him where he's giving you little money.
I know, I'm so actually at a minute was so frustrated. Because like mtu anapaje pesa kama mtoto. Even my dad doesn't give me that money. But I'm like, it's better than none.
It's better you have none than 5,000 from Mbaba.
No.
If you were given 5,000 by a young guy, you like it? So old guys know we've said he's a young boy.
I believe older men have experience.
Like, is he Kenyan?
No.
He's
Italian.
Oh my God, you didn't tell us you're having international dicks out here. How is Italian dick? You eat it with pasta. Ever had a blowjob?
Yeah, he loves. It's like Italians love, you know, white people and
I don't know.
And exploring. Yeah, he does.
What else have you explored?
We have not yet explored a lot. Maybe only that.
Has he asked to fuck your ass yet?
No, but he said he loves. But he's okay if.
Are you open I'm to not fucking? Are you open to like letting someone open your booty?
What I mean, you explorer. So I don't know.
For 5,000? Oh no, you like it? No, not for the money. You're just doing it because you like it.
I don't think I can.
Have you ever tried it?
No.
Little. Tried it and it didn't enter.
Yeah, you have.
No. Not even thought about it. Yeah. You're a crazy one. If you're thinking about it, never had a lot of people who like love anal sex.
No, I'm just curious. Kwani, how do people feel?
I don't know.
Satisfaction.
You'll tell me once you've had it. You're the one who's about to have it with your Italian man.
No, I'm not. I'm not willing. Actually, I told him I can't.
But you're telling us that you're exploring. You're willing to explore.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm Sija. Decide. I've not yet decided.
So it's a 50-50. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 50-50. Have you officially wanted, but as in,
you've not wanting,
but Aki, please interview. Stop doing that.
What?
Stop putting words in my mouth. Like, I don't know. I'm just curious.
You'll wanna try.
If I do, I will tell you guys. But at the moment, I'm not really open. Oh,
you are such a black girl who belongs to the white people. Because if you're willing to do like anal, you're there.
70%.
70% willing to do anal.
He's still at 30.
Has he eaten your ass yet?
No, he doesn't do that.
Are you making a face and you're ready to fuck in your ass and this is just his...
No, I've never asked him to do that. But I don't know. I don't know how he would react to it.
Before he fucks your anus, make sure he eats it out.
Okay. It's getting creepy.
How creepy is that? I'm just telling you, make sure he eats your ass out. No, I'm imagining
in my mind, I'm like, wow, that's intense.
No, eating ass is not intense.
The anal.
Yeah, but now you see, like, eating ass is like the foreplay for anal.
Yeah, true.
It's gonna make your ass wet.
Yeah.
Already.
Next question.
Do you want to ask a question? Do you want to ask me a question?
Yeah, I've asked you whether you've tried. What have you tried in your sex life so far that is new or many people have not done?
I'm a virgin.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Why did you choose that?
Because I'm celibate now, so I'm a virgin.
Oh, no, right now only.
I've been at it for like 2 hours.
Well, okay. Good luck with it.
Yeah.
So you don't have a sex life at the moment?
Yeah, I don't have a person at the moment. There's nothing that's happening in my life at the moment. I don't have a mbaba. I should look for one.
More than me. You've not tried anything new.
I'm explorative, but I don't want to do any. I told you someone called me vanilla, so it makes you can explore without doing anal.
Yeah, I know, but
then I'm vanilla, guys. I'm not willing to do anal.
Yeah, I know, but I asked like, have you explored something new, Yenye? Which not many people have done. That's what I asked.
For some.
Of course, the other. Oh, eh. Oh, that is what you meant. You've done for some. I'm asking.
You wanna do a foursome?
No, I'm not willing for that. Actually,
have you ever been a threesome?
No, I'm still not interested.
Just the anal, right? You just want a dick stuck inside your ass. That's the only thing you want. That's the biggest thing that's gonna.
Yeah.
I saw somewhere about people who are into foot fucking. Do you know foot fucking?
Yeah.
What is it?
See, it's not this.
What we are in a podcast. We can see whatever you're trying to show them.
I don't know how to explain.
Guys, she's not showing me. Yeah, but yeah. You don't know how to explain.
She's not showing you literally.
Yeah. She ain't doing it. People say it's interesting. Guys. People say it's nice. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about that.
There's a girl who said that she tried it with her friend, her girlfriend, and yeah, apparently you see how sensitive your feet are when you're tickled. Now imagine it being inside a vagina. It has a lot of sensitivity and you'll feel a lot as the person who has
your legs before doing it.
You wanna do it? Oh my god, you're so nasty. Oh my god. Why are you telling me to wash my legs?
I'm telling people here.
I'm not gonna do it to you, Charlene.
I really stop making things weird.
So you should be able to wash their legs before they do it. You're a freaky girl. You're a freaky, freaky girl.
Yeah, I am. Next question, or we don't have. So we have said that 39 is not mbaba. Are we serious about it?
That a 39-year-old man is not mbaba.
Yeah.
Because there's a 50-year-old woman.
Yeah. What do you mean?
If a 50-year-old woman has a 39-year-old man, that's a Benton, not a mbaba.
Yeah, 39 is actually young. Actually, yeah. 35 is. It's close to
18. 39 is so close to 18.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At 10, it's like a how many years age gap?
It's not a lot. It's like.
20. Where did you learn maths?
Oh, you want to talk about your education?
No.
What did you do in school?
No.
Are you a smart kid?
No.
Smart growing up?
No, I'm not. That's just average. I don't think. Okay.
Among your siblings, are you the smartest?
No.
You're the firstborn? Mm.
Imagine they are more intelligent than me.
A firstborn who's not intelligent. God, rescue this clan. I'm also not intelligent. But now I get why you like spend 5K with babas. Makes sense now because you're not intelligent.
Guys, seriously.
Because I'm sure the same baba who gives you 5,000 is the same baba who will give another girl 20,000.
That was what I was thinking, but I was just like, hey. I don't know.
Modesty where? Modesty with Mbaba. Have you ever had like...
But we said he's not Mbaba. Why are we calling him Mbaba?
Oh, with your Italian man.
Mm.
Does he speak like his language in the bedroom?
Oh, but we met recently at a 1 month at Jaisha.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know him very well. Yeah. And we have not spent a lot of time. He was here only for like how many days?
He has gone back.
Yeah, he went back.
But... Where do you find your men? Where do you find your babas?
Imagine you met him. He's not a baba. My man.
Where do you find your mzungus?
We met on Tinder, imagine. I was just there.
So Tinder works?
Yeah, I would say it works.
Mm-hmm. You were there?
I was just scrolling. Then I just told a guy, oh, let's meet for a date and what? And then
I encouraged you to go. And you didn't want to go. And
yeah, I remember. And then I went. And then I was late. And then...
And then never be late for Mzungu's date.
Mm. Yeah, we had so many issues that day when I was late. He was even about to leave, imagine. He was so angry. Never be late to Mzungu. I think the worst thing about dating white men is time. And I'm not a timekeeper. Hey, they're so strict with time.
And Kenyan girls are fast. If you leave your mbaba or you leave your white man just like this at the club or like this, they're going to be gone. People are out there hunting. Mm. I'm on the streets, but I wanna know which sides was he taking you so that I can know where to find men who take you guys so that I can be there fast. Sindo mafisi.
So like where we met,
No, see the places he took you.
Oh, the first date to end up Ruby Bistro. I was the one deciding because he doesn't know a lot of places. And then he's a photographer, so he was enjoying because he can take nice, fancy pictures. So he went to Bambino, he went to Ruby Bistro. Which other place did we go?
How do you wear when you go meeting your Mzungu boyfriend?
Okay, the first day I wore heels and a nice dress. Yeah, I was looking fly. Yeah, it was the first day. The second day, leather skirt and something. I can't remember all the outfits, but I did not wear heels from the second day, Turkey. Because he said we had a talk and then he was like, I was explaining to him the reason I'm late is because I have a lot of things to do, like wearing those heels and stuff. So he was like, just wear casually. Why are you doing all that? So I nikamua tu nicheze chini kidogo, nikava tu sneakers and all. Yeah.
That's how you meet a man on Tinder, guys. I've been on Tinder for like 10 years now.
Mm.
I've never met a man. Not 10 years. Okay, 10 years is a lot. Like 7 years. And the only connection I got from there is one guy who was my FWB for like an year. Congrats. And FWBs work. Do you have an FWB?
No.
Ever had one?
It was not really, actually.
FWBs work. I encourage people to have FWBs more than situationships, because situationships are lame, fucking stupid. Relationships, which are, it's like a surrogate relationship. It's not there. It's there, but you can't really have it. So that's stupid. That's a waste of time. Maybe if you want to do it for, if you want a situationship, let it run for like 3 months tops. That's what I will say. If it's more than that, you'll start developing feelings and you'll start losing it and you'll lose your mind. And that's how they'll call you the crazy girl who he never dated and still stalks his ex-girlfriend and all his friends, and he almost took her to the police station because she almost busts his tire.
Well, okay.
I didn't do that.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He can also tell us about his relationship.
He's not in one. He just wanks. Okay, we've been speaking with you for 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's a lot. Okay, I'm even trying to feeling sleepy.
So you're bored with your own interview?
No, it's the interviewer for me.
So I'm boring. Oh, wow. Wow, okay, that's how we've ended this. Okay, guys. Musha says bye.